This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Later on today's show, the hidden crime of elder abuse, how to spot it, and ways to stop it. But first, Gateway Community and Technical College got its start in 2002. It's Northern Kentucky's only public accredited comprehensive two-year institution. Last summer, Dr. Fernando Figueroa became Gateway's president and CEO, and he's only the second in the school's 15-year history. Dr. Figueroa joins us to discuss Gateway's academic programs, workforce solutions, and the evolving role two-year community colleges play in today's economy. You can be part of our conversation at 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. Fernando, good to see you. Thank you for being here this afternoon.
Thank you for having me. I'm really looking forward to this conversation.
Fernando, tell us about a little bit about your background and what attracted you to Gateway in the first place.
Well, as we were talking before the show started, I'm a kid from New Orleans, and I grew up in New Orleans. And, you know, I've always enjoyed kind of the relationship between large communities and city, kind of a city environment, with also that neighborhood feel. And New Orleans is one of those cities that, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, which side of St. Charles Street you may live on, that everyone really identifies as a member of the community. And so we share things like Mardi Gras, we share things like gumbo and jambalaya and crawfish boils. And so that's something that has always stayed with me in where I've looked for, you know, working my career and the things that I wanted for my life. And so, you know, I guess that's a long, circuitous route to here we are in Northern Kentucky. And one of the things that when I was looking for my next place to launch, my wife and I talked about the different things that we were looking for. And we were looking for something that was close to a metropolitan area, but also would have the ability to kind of that small hometown feel. And Northern Kentucky really fit the bill. And then, of course, meeting the people at Gateway and Northern Kentucky and the folks that I've met from Cincinnati, everybody's been so warm and welcoming. And I can tell you that in my journeys at multiple places over the years, that's not always been the case. And so I always congratulate the people that I meet here on helping a kid from South Louisiana feel welcome here in Northern Kentucky.
Now, you've spent, what, 23 years in education?
Oh, however you slice it. If you go from graduate school till now, that was, oh gosh, 86 till now, so 31 years.
Oh, okay.
From graduate school.
But you've been involved in everything from classroom education to administration in your career.
I've done the whole thing, yeah.
And
it's crazy.
You started with Gateway last year, so I wonder.
Seven months. I haven't met my anniversary yet, but yeah.
But what are your observations so far about Gateway and its role in the community?
Well, I think that the main thing about the role in the community is how well regarded it is in the community. And, you know, my predecessor, Dr. Ed Hughes, was very much involved in the community. And so he set a good example for me, you know, being on boards, being on committees, and just being out there and an opportunity for people to tell me and give me feedback on the school and how we're doing. And the conversations range from, you know, individuals that work in social services as well as individuals who work in, you know, the tech fields, the fields that are smart, you know, small business development, you know, advanced manufacturing, as well as, public safety and social justice issues. And so Gateway really represents all of the interests of the community, and you can see it when you meet our folks, and hopefully you get a chance to meet our folks, and I always brag on the people that work at Gateway because their heart and soul is absolutely dedicated to the mission of what we do for talent recognition, talent development, and helping people to find meaningful work in the workplace that provides a living wage. They were the ones who sold me. You know, when I got on the plane to come here for the interview, my wife said, "You be you," because, you know, we don't want anybody, you know, just be who you are because we're looking for the fit. That's really the important thing. And everyone here was just so warm and welcoming and also frank and honest about the challenges we face. And I've always appreciated that.
Now, talk about some of those challenges that you face.
Yeah, I mean, one of the there are several that come to mind, but one of the ones that I think that all community colleges work with is the perception of what a community college is and what it isn't. And, you know, I'll still have well-meaning folks who support the college and support the work of the college, but will say to me, you know, it's really great that you're here for those people that can't make it to university. Or, you know, it's wonderful that we have a technical or vocational school here in Northern Kentucky. And so I know we've got to do a better job of really explaining the whole comprehensive community college that, you know, absolutely we are that, you know, we provide technical programs, professional programs, but these programs are high powered professional programs that can, where people can achieve high wage, high demand jobs that I would put up against any profession. For example, our advanced manufacturing folks can earn as much as engineers and certainly have the quality of life that they're looking for. So this perception that somehow, you know, Gateway is, you know, as a community college, not of a par with the other educational opportunities that we have here in Northern Kentucky and Cincinnati, I think is one of the struggles that we have. And so getting to people to understand that Gateway really is that hub where if you want to figure out where you want to go next, come to us, start with us, and we will help you find out what your talent is and what's the next best step for you. And it may be the university. It may be, you know, going straight into the workforce. Who knows? But that's who we are and what we do.
And a college, a community college, what's the definition of that exactly? I mean,
a community college.
If people have the wrong idea, we should probably tell them what it is.
Yeah, the concept of the comprehensive community college, which really you know, took root in the 1960s, the community college mission, focuses on three primary strategies. One is transfer programming to get help more people have access to a university education through the community colleges. Then we also have our workforce and technical training, and then we have our community and customized training programs as well. So we help to educate, like this program, on different aspects of the community and different ways that people can be involved. One of the recent programs that we've had that's been very successful has been our historical preservation program, which is a community-based program. And so that gives people an opportunity without going to necessarily a college class to learn and continue to advance their knowledge about, you know, historical preservation, which is a big deal right now in the River Cities and in Cincinnati. And then, you know, our technical programs, your welding, your advanced manufacturing, your allied health and nursing, your information technologies, and then you have your transfer programs, which give, you know, the opportunity to transfer to university if that's what makes sense for you. The bottom line under all of that is the importance of access, which is we do not test you to whether you can come or not. We test you or assess your skill level so that we can put you in the proper place to make sure your trajectory is strong. But, you know, so that gives people an opportunity to come and learn about college-level credentials and college-level thinking without having to pass a test that, say, some of the universities and colleges in our area have.
Tell us about the you've got three campuses, right? There's Boone County, there's Edgewood, and then there's the Urban Metro campus.
Right.
Tell us about each of those. They each have a distinct identity, don't they?
Yeah, well, two of them definitely have a distinct identity, and the Urban campus has been a challenge. And I've been talking to Covington Business Council. I did a presentation on that as well, and I think we're getting a handle on the theme of the urban. But, you know, our campuses have three distinct but related themes in serving Northern Kentucky. And we're responsible for serving five counties in Northern Kentucky: Campbell, Pendleton, Grant, Kenton, and Boone. And so we have our Boone campus really is our, you know, industrial campus. It's where our Center for Advanced Manufacturing is. It's where our Workforce Solutions is housed for customized training and working with the businesses. And that makes sense because we're right there in the middle of the industrial park, Northern Kentucky Industrial Park. Our Edgewood campus is our allied health and nursing focused or themed campus. We also have our headquarters for our student services is primarily located at Edgewood as well. And that makes sense because it's connected just across the street from a large, you know, medical complex with St. Elizabeth and a lot of physicians and opportunities there for experience with the medical professions. And so urban did present a challenge for me when I first got here because it's not really associated with a sector or industry. And but it does have its own personality. The River Cities, you know, has now, you know, there's a lot of talk about smart cities in the River Cities area. There's a lot of talk about information technology development, you know, and web security. There's a lot of talk about biotechnology now. And there's a lot of talk about startup culture and helping more people think of more entrepreneurially because, you know, unlike some counties that have large open spaces that can have the big manufacturing shops or the big box, you know, companies come in, you know, Kenton and Campbell really can and Grant and Pendleton can really benefit from more people being entrepreneurial in mom-and-pop shops, making, you know, leveraging the internet to the best of their ability and have the opportunity to, you know, turn an idea into something that they can, you know, make money off of. So with that, we've also got in urban a population that is struggling. That is, you know, wondering how do I become part of the American dream? And so we've got lots of different social centers. We've got the Life Learning Center. We've got the Career Center, the Kentucky Career Center. We've got the Brighton Center is doing a lot of work with us in our scholar houses in the region. And so, you know, going with these, how do you bring these worlds together? And then you got the K through 12. Under the leadership of Alvin Garrison and I forget his last name. I'm still new to the area. Kelly, the superintendent of Newport, and all of our you know superintendents. This idea of okay, how do you connect all these really cool things that are going on in the urban area with the schools, with the social centers, so that everyone realizes that they have an ability to participate in the new economy.
Sounds like it's quite a juggling act.
It is. It's. Yeah. I mean, and that's. We're designed for that. It is the grace and it is the bane of community colleges is that we can serve all people, and yet it's like, okay, how do we prioritize? And how do we get, you know, our resources aligned in such a way that it has the strongest amount of impact? So that has been a challenge.
How many students do you have at Gateway?
We have approximately about 4,400 students you know, over the year, and that's how we slice it right now.
Is there an average age for the students?
Yes. The average age is about 26 of credit pursuing students.
Now, I know one of the concerns, it's not just for Gateway, but it's for Kentucky's entire community and technical college system, is that the enrollment's been declining somewhat during the past few years. And how do you address that?
Well, first of all, to get an understanding of what's causing it. And I think the latest number I heard this morning, I was at a meeting with the Northern Kentucky Chambers. We were around 3% on unemployment in Northern Kentucky, which basically is no unemployment. Everybody who wants to work is working. And we've got more companies coming in that are, of course, going to be asking for more talent and needing more talent. And so the real challenge for us has been that traditionally community colleges have had surges of enrollment when the economy was weak because people were looking to retool their skills, you know, looking to maybe move careers or move in a whole different direction. And so they went back for training, went back for education. And so if you look at, you know, the charts, it goes like this, you know, where I'm making the symbols, like it's an inverse proportion. In other words, when the economy's weak, enrollment's up. When the economy's strong, enrollment tends to go down because people aren't looking for work and aren't as hungry for
so there's a cyclical shifting. There's a cyclical demand.
Yeah, there's a cyclical and almost a regular kind of pattern to it. Now, that being said, I can tell you that you know, we feel that we have not yet made the – we are now starting to, with our strategic enrollment management plan to really focus on where people are and where people are looking and to be much more deliberate and strategic with our resources and kind of entering the big data age of being able to look at our demographics, look at where people are, look at age groups, look at the programs, developing these internships and apprenticeships with our advanced manufacturers and other business partners, that we're finding a way to provide a stronger pathway, gateway, if you will, for people to go from and, you know, what they want to do to actually achieving a job doing it.
We will continue our conversation with Dr. Fernando Figueroa, and you can join us at 513-419-7100. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney, and my guest this afternoon is President and CEO of Gateway Community and Technical College, Dr. Fernando Figueroa, as we talk about Gateway's academic programs and workforce solutions. You can join the conversation at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And how many different programs does Gateway offer?
Oh gosh, off the
dozens
top of my
and
head.
Dozens.
Yeah, dozens and dozens. I mean, I've got the fastbacks here, and I'm thinking probably around 30 programs thereabouts. Let's see if I have it. Yeah, 30 credit programs. That's what we got. Leading to high wage, high demand jobs, and being made up of certificates, associate of arts, associate of science, and associate of applied science degrees.
So, you've got things like advanced manufacturing, healthcare, all different types of topics people can study.
Yep, human services, information technology, massage therapy, cosmetology, criminal justice, and diesel technology and our automotive collision repair. We also have a CDL program.
The automotive program. Did you just pick up a site on, I think it was on the 3L Highway, but was a former auto dealer for that program?
Yeah, and the 275 loop on 17, just south of 275 loop there.
So that's where the training's going on.
Yes, okay. That's right.
You mentioned welding, too, earlier, which is kind of – that's one of the newer programs that you're offering, isn't it?
Yes, it's one of the newer ones that we're offering, and we are very fortunate to have an electric faculty member who is really driving that program, and we were able to encourage him. I think – I'm trying to remember. He came from South Kentucky, but we were able to get him up here, and he has really invigorated that program. And
it's interesting that in this high-tech day and age that welding is something that's still being taught.
Oh, Mark, but welding is just – you know, it's what I tell folks – whether it's, HVAC, air conditioning, heating, ventilation, or it's welding, or it's, all of these other programs that we used to think of as wrench programs or overall programs. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are all sophisticated, high level, being able to weld aluminum, being able to make the determinations of, heat and metallurgy. I mean, these are It's no longer just, twisting a wrench anymore. I mean, there's a lot of sophistication. Think about automotive. It used to be, everything is now digitized. Everything is about computers and the thinking process. And this is the thing that I like to share with folks is if you're thinking about if you have kids, if you're listening on the radio and you have kids that love to think – but they're not necessarily a fit for a traditional, 4-year degree. The new careers that are coming up that we serve are all about critical thinking and creativity. I learned, and this was news to me, a couple of months ago I was talking to one of our students, Abraham Blukel, who now works at Hahn in manufacturing in Northern Kentucky. I was asking him, describe to me your work. And, everybody has the same kind of station, but they all, program it according to the way that they think it can be done. And so within even this, the old notion that it was, that manufacturing is this, stamp thing or just drone kind of thing, there is a whole lot of creativity and critical thinking that goes into this. So these careers where people get to thrive as human beings and thinking human beings is truly encouraging for us and the kind of work that we are preparing people for. We're not preparing people for drone work. We're not preparing people to just, have a job. We're really preparing people for an opportunity to express their creativity in a way that sings to them and the community.
Tell us about the agreements that the Gateway has signed with its 4-year partners. And I think you just signed these yesterday.
We're going to leave this information with you. We had a wonderful event with seven of our university and college partners. University of Kentucky, Mount St. Joe's here in Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky University, Sullivan University, Thomas More College, Eastern Kentucky, and the University of Louisville. And, again, we have, and Kentucky has been very forward-thinking as a state in terms of transferability of courses, is that every general education course, your math, your history, your sociology, your psychology, is transferable to a public institution in Kentucky. It's also open to, depending on the transfer institution in, say, Ohio or in another state, as long as it's accredited a regional accreditation body, the classes will transfer. The importance of the agreements is that it says if we do this and our students do this, then they don't lose any credits when they transfer. And that has been huge in terms of reducing student debt, as well as for fulfilling the promise with students that if you take these classes with us, they're going to be fulfilled at the receiving institution. And so we've worked with programs focusing on logistics and supply chain management. We've worked with mechanical and manufacturing engineering technology. That's with NKU. With Mount St. Joe, we've been focusing on health and wellness. And with Thomas More College, we've been focusing on nursing. And we had some new partnerships that started yesterday with University of Kentucky's Information Communication Technology, the University of Louisville's Bioethics and Public Health Programs, and Eastern Kentucky University's Homeland Security. So what it allows for is, again, focusing on high-wage, high-need jobs. We're helping students discover their talents, and they can either get a job graduating from us with our AAS, or they can transfer to a university and finish out the program if that's the appropriate credential for their dreams.
So what's your vision for the future of Gateway? I mean, you've been working on the regional plan. You've been working on this regional plan since you started.
Yeah, and
I think
there's 7 months.
There are two phases to it. Well, planning takes some time, right?
It does,
yeah,
absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
But what's that entail? What's your vision for Gateway?
Oh, wow. You know, I'm always one who tries to look for threads that transcend difference. And by that I mean, we have lots of folks that come from different walks of life, different cultures, different backgrounds, different economic realities. And I'm always thinking, you know, if we're going to fulfill our mission, there has to be something that we offer to people that provides value no matter where you come from. And for me, the message that has been developing, and I've been getting a lot of good resonance from folks when I share this, is the focus on talent. Now, some people, when they talk about talent, it's about the talent pipeline, and we got to get more people with talent into jobs and the workforce. I take a step back and I say, you know, why would anybody struggle? Why would anybody be willing to deal with the setback? Why would anybody be willing to work 40 hours a week, as our students do, and take night classes or day classes or try to figure out transportation? Why would they go through all that snarl to make their dreams come true unless they are convinced that they have a talent and a gift to offer? And so we're really focusing on this idea that Gateway is a place where people can recognize their talents, where they can identify and refine those talents through our programming, and give them the pathways to where they can use those talents in a meaningful work. Because here's the other thing that's concerning me, Mark, about what the statistics are showing us. And you only need to be on LinkedIn for, you know, a couple of minutes to see all the articles that are about, you know, toxic workplaces and about, you know, disengaged workers. I think 70% of people who have good paying jobs are disengaged in their work. And that bothers me. Because I think that, you know, when people are not engaged in their work, they don't do good work. And so we're focused on the idea of connecting people's talents and their recognition of those talents, because they got to believe in themselves. Otherwise, we're just pushing them through the door, and they'll fail after they leave, regardless of what credential they have, because they don't take it with them. So they've got to take that thing with them that they receive as their gift. And then the part that we can really add a lot of form to and help them make decisions about is, here's what it pays to do this. Here's what you would have to do. Can you do it here in Northern Kentucky? Or, man, you know, you got a dream, but you can only do it in California. Well, you need to know that from the beginning. And so we're focusing on things that people can do here in Northern Kentucky. But, you know, I've got one student who really schooled me the other day on cosmetology. And she was like, I'm going to be a Hollywood makeup design artist. And I'm looking at her going, absolutely, absolutely. And that's yours, so you're going to make that happen. We're just providing the vehicle.
Fernando, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you, Mark. I really appreciate the time.
President and CEO of Gateway Community and Technical College, Dr. Fernando Figueroa.